From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, October 4th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The office of New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli on Tuesday, October the 3rd, released a report which found that the State Thruway Authority lacks the security required to protect credit card data. According to the audit, the authority does not have updated security measures for credit card data and does not meet state security standards, which puts motorists who pay tolls or EasyPass charges on their credit cards at risk. From March the 1st through June the 5th, the authority directly processed approximately 66,000 credit card transactions, totaling more than $1.4 million. The authority accepts in-person credit card payments for EasyPass tags. It also takes payments over the phone or online for unpaid tolls, accident reports, oversized truck permits, commercial accounts, and other costs. The audit found that the authority is not in compliance with the state data security standards, identified weaknesses in its security systems protecting cardholders' data, and also noted management was unaware of the security weakness. In its response, the authority generally dismissed the concerns and recommendations contained in the audit, saying it was already in the process of implementing the items on the controller's list of recommendations. That is a story that you can read in HudsonValley360.com. Claire Gilbert is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Ghent Town Board took note at its public meeting last week of the desperate need for volunteers to serve at the town food pantry and Meals on Wheels. In the month of July, approximately 80 families were served through the pantry and new customers are being added each month. Food pantry volunteers are needed 9 a.m. until noon, Monday through Thursday. Volunteers for Meals on Wheels are required Monday through Friday until 11 a.m. Anyone interested in becoming a volunteer is asked to call the town clerk, Michelle Radley, at 518-392-4644 or to stop by the Ghent Town Hall located on Route 66 in the hamlet. Larry Rulison is reporting in the Times Union. The State Public Service Commission will hold two public hearings next week on Central Hudson's Gas and Electric's proposed $61 million gas and electric rate increase. Central Hudson serves part of Albany, Columbia, and Greene counties. Each hearing will allow for one-hour informational sessions, followed by a session when the public can offer comment on the record about the proposed increase. The public hearings will be held 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. on Tuesday, October the 10th at Kingston City Hall, 420 Broadway in Kingston. Today is day one of the WGXC 2017 Fall 2017 Harvest Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXC Hands-On Radio on the air, live and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. And thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog in the early morning. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 77 degrees. For Wednesday night, scattered showers, mainly between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 57 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers, mainly after 2 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 52. And on Friday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 70 degrees. Friday night, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 54. The sun rose this morning at 6:55 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:30 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the fourth day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.